Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bechorot, Perek Hey, Mishadal Mishnehe. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Afan Yosef Hagun Bikharuv Mamesh. And we continue discussing putting a mum on a bechor. Halachat Chila, it's aser. One's not allowed to actively go and place a mum on a bechor. And if he does, it's aser to shech. However, if it happens on its own or in the course of something else, maybe it's permitted. The Mishnah tells us Hay Bechor Roidfay. Let's say there's a bechor chasing after a person. Maybe it's a bull and has horns and it's scary as he's trying to get away from him. Uba Atoy, and he kicked it. Maybe he had a stick and he whacked it, and that caused a mum on it. He's allowed to shecht it because that mum, he didn't intend to put a mum on the bukhar so that he could shecht. He was just trying to save himself. So that's a mum that's permitted to shecht the bukhar because of. Now the Mishnah continues discussing mumin here in regards to how we know that this mum came on the bukhar and whether or not it's permitted. So it says the Mishnah, call mumim harim lovim de adam, any mum that could have technically been placed on this animal by a person, roim yisrael nemanim, v'roim kohanim ein nemanim. A shepherd, which is a yisrael, he's not a kohen, he's regular Yisrael, he's believed to say that this mum developed on its own and no one actively put that mum on. However, a shepherd who's a kayin is not believed because he might benefit from this bechar. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he argues and says, a shepherd who's a kayin is believed regarding his friend's animal that it just developed a mum on its own and no isser took place, but he's not believed regarding his own bechar. Now, Rav Meir says, somebody who's suspected regarding something, he can't judge regarding that matter and he can't give eidos testimony about that matter. And we learned about this in the previous parak, and therefore Meir is basically telling Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that that's not so. Since he's not trusted regarding his own bechor, he's not trusted regarding somebody else's bechor. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Neman HaKoyin Loimar, a Koyin is trusted to say, Her Eisi Bechor Zeu Baal Mumhu. I showed this bechor to an expert, and he told me he was a Baal Mum. I wouldn't have to suspect that the Koyin was the one that put the Mum on it. More about this, HaKol Nemanim Al Mumeh HaMaiser, everybody is trusted regarding Mumim of Maiser Behema. What's Maiser Behema? Do you know that every year a person has to take all the new animals born to them, and they count 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Kadosh, it has to be brought as a carbon. And over here we find that Maiser Behema is different than Bechor, that everybody, even an owner, is believed to say that this Mum developed on it in a kosher way, and I didn't do anything, and that's because he actually could put a Mum on it. How so? Well, as we just said, since the way that he determines that this is Maiser Behema is by counting 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then the 10th one is it. So before he does this count, he could technically make a mum on all of his animals, and since none of them is designated as Meiser yet, what he did is not Usser, then he counts, and then the 10th one automatically is a Baal Mum, which means it's automatically his. And so since he has a permitted way to be able to put a mum on this, we trust him to come and say that, don't worry, this mum was not done in a not permitted way. Going back to Bechor, Mishnah tells us, Bechor shenisme se'inoi, if a Bechor got blinded in its eye, or shenikta yadoi, its hand, which is the front leg, got cut, or shenishba ragloi, the back leg got broken, and this is a mum which is obvious to everybody, even a little kid could tell you that this is a mum kavua. It can be shechted based off of 3 people of the Knesset, which means we just have 3 people gathered together that officially declare this Bechor as a Baal Mum, and we don't need any experts. He argues and says that no, I feel Yesham Esrim Shleisha. Even if we have a Bezdin of 23 Dayanim who are able to judge capital cases, they're able to decide that Reuven is Chayv Misa, so they're very chashiv, very well respected Bezdin. Still, lo yishachet alopi mumche, a Bechor cannot be shechted unless an official mumche, an official person who's recognized for determining that this is a mum, says that it's a mum. Besides for that, it doesn't make a difference how big of a Talmud Chacham the person is. We're not able to shecht the Bechor based off of that. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.